going on, everybody? What's up, people, ladies, gentlemen, all of my listeners? I am so sorry that I haven't posted anything in a while. I don't want to sit here and say I didn't have time, because I did have time, and that would be me lying, and I don't like to lie. I had plenty of time. I honestly just, every time I thought about talking, I just didn't. I don't know. I just didn't talk anymore. But I'm in the mood to fucking talk right now, and I'm going to bring up a topic that I haven't brought up in a while. So I started this podcast based off of my feelings towards living with cats. Now, I stopped living with cats for a little while, and well, guess what? I'm back to living with cats again. The same three cats that I started this entire, you know, podcast about. So let's just get right into it. Anybody out there that is thinking about getting an animal, whether that be a cat or a dog or a fucking cheetah or a lion or whatever the fuck it is. But if you're one of those people that's stuck between a cat or a dog, and you're thinking about getting a cat because in your mind, a dog is a lot of maintenance. You gotta walk them. They're loud. They're obnoxious. You gotta feed them a lot more than cats. They bark at things. They're just, you know, they're just a lot more to handle. Well, let me tell you something. You're fucking wrong. So, cats are one of the hardest animals to live with that I have ever attempted to live with in my entire life. And I didn't even know this because I've never truly lived with a cat up until last year. You know, I've stayed at people's houses that had cats for a couple nights. I used to have this cat with my parents, but it stayed in the basement and kind of roamed its little lair. It never really dealt with me, you know. And now, you know, I live with three cats, and I was living with three cats at the beginning of the year as well. And they have free roam to the house, you know, all that kind of shenanigans. And let me explain something to you about why it is hard to live with these cats. They're great fucking animals. Don't get me wrong. They're cute. They're fluffy. They like to cuddle. They're cats. They're great. But if you think cats are quiet, clean, and not obnoxious, again, you're fucking wrong. Let me explain what happens to these cats. So one, you never had a cat before? Okay. Well, you know that thing they shit in? It's called a litter box. And you think because they're shitting in a box and they cover it in like that, you know, that sand shit, it doesn't smell. No, it smells so fucking bad that I was gagging three rooms over. Now, I'm also very sensitive to smells and shit, and I have a really bad gag reflex. I kind of gag over anything. But yeah, I was three rooms over and I sniffed the shit and I gagged. And then I went into the bathroom to try to take a piss, which is where the where the cat's box is. And I pretty much just threw up while I was pissing. It was a great show. Two, quiet, not so much. So, cats may look small, but on a wooden floor, when there's three of them, in the middle of the night, let me tell you something. It sounds like a goddamn stampede of fucking buffalo running through the house. The other night, I was sleeping. Well, I was trying to sleep. It was like fucking 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, right? And I just hear like this stampede of back and forth, then bang! They smash into a 5-gallon thing of water. That thing goes smashing down all over the place. That knocks over something else. That knocks over something else, right? Then it gets all quiet. You're like, well, that was a fucking shit show. Now I can go to sleep. They're probably done. They weren't done. They came in the room. They sat on top of the desk. There's a desk in the room. And just sat there and started smacking things off the desk, one by one, loud, like, you know, picture frames and shit. And they would just sit there and stare at you like, yeah, bro, I just fucking did that. What are you gonna fucking do? And then you get up and you chase them and they just fucking, you know, sprint out of the room. And then they creep back in and they start doing it again. And the funny thing is I know they do this intentionally to bother us, because the second the lights go off and we try to fall asleep is when they get the noisiest. When I'm home all day, they don't do shit during the day. They just sit on the couch and that's it. They sit on the couch and occasionally they fight with each other. But when the lights go off at night and you try to go to sleep, they fucking just run that shit. They run around the house. They knock everything over. I mean, they don't give a fuck. Cats, they're like the honey badger. Honey badger don't give a fuck. Cats, they don't give a fuck. They just do whatever the fuck they want. So if you think that a cat is a better option than a dog solely based on the fact that you think that they're more manageable, trust me, the only difference is you don't gotta take one outside. That is it. That is all. Thank you for fucking listening to me. All of you out there that listen, that like my podcast, that listen to me on Spotify, that listen to me on Anchor, any of you that have found me on iTunes, thank you for listening. Even if you don't like it, you don't support me, Just the fact that you took a chance to, you know, to step outside your comfort zone and listen to some random fucking person that you don't know, you don't even know what their face looks like, I sincerely appreciate that. And I hope more of you out there find me and listen to me. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.